Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Katina. Welcome to NABWIC Politically Speaking. And I'm your host, Katina McClinton, and I'm here with Carol Ransom as my co-host. And the guest today we have is Angela Birdsong, that's running for Hillsborough County Candidate District 2. Carol is going to read us a little bit about her bio and tell you more about the candidate that's running in the area.
Thank you for that, Katina, and good morning, listening audience. Today we have on the show Ms. Angela Birdsong, and just to give you just a brief synopsis of who she is, Angela Birdsong is a health and life agent. She received a Bachelor's of Science degree in television and radio communication, and that was from Ithaca College. She's lived here in the Bay Area for 28 years. She also has an associate's degree in funeral directory, and she is also a commercial real estate agent. She holds a non-active license in that. She's also chairman of the board for the West Coast AIDS Foundation and a board member for Hands of Hope Sickle Cell Foundation. She's a member of the Hillsborough Democratic Black Caucus and the Hillsborough Democratic Veterans Caucus. Angela is running for the seat, District 2. She's a candidate for Hillsborough County Commissioners, and she's running under the campaign slogan of We the People. She's been very outspoken in the community, believes in diversity and health care for all. I do want to welcome today Ms. Angela Birdsong to the Tampa Bay, to the NABWIC Politically Speaking show. And this morning, Angela, I do want to start with a very first question. Can you tell us exactly what are the outlying streets for District 2?
Thank you, ladies, for having me on the air today. I am so excited about being doing this interview. And the district I'm running for encompasses the communities of Carrollwood, Northdale, Lutz, Citrus Park, Odessa, and that's up to the county line because half of Odessa and half of Lutz are in Hillsborough and half are in Pasco County. And then it goes east into New Tampa, Temple Terrace, Mango, Sefner, Brandon, and Valrico up to Highway 60. That's the dividing line up there. So if you're on the north side of 60, unfortunately, you're not in my district, in the communities of, like, Riverview. So it's a very big district, even though it's not the whole county. And I am trying to get on the ballot by petition. So right now I'm looking for volunteers to help me with 2,500 petitions so I can officially be on the ballot.
Wow, and that is a huge area.
It's big.
Wow. Yes, it is.
It's diverse.
It's quite diverse. So why did you decide to run for the county commission?
Okay, first of all, it is my community. I've been in District 2 for 28 years. I raised my son as a single parent, and it did take a community. So I do want to give back. My father was a police officer. I believe in public service. And after working with the Democratic Party and the Black Caucus, I was approached by Roots List. That is Alex Sink's group. Alex Sink was a former gubernatorial candidate and also our former CFO for the state of Florida. It's her goal to have a woman candidate in every race. And they did request that I consider running for this seat. And I said yes to that challenge.
Oh, wow. So you have a big endorsement, right?
I do.
That's a big endorsement.
And I'm happy to say, yes, that I will. That they're giving me a reception on the 28th of February. That's downtown Tampa at the Floridan Hotel. That's going to be hosted by Ruth List and the Surly Femmes, which is Attorney Erin Abel's group.
Wow.
So women are in charge.
Yes, we are. What time is that reception?
5:30.
Great. So we'll say that again, though, so people know to come out to embrace you and talk to you and get to know more about you. And I wanted to ask you, what would be one of the number one issues that you see, and how could you change that issue?
Okay. Well, first let me tell you that I am running as a Democrat. My opponent is Ken Hagan. He's raised over $400,000, which I really think of that as a scare tactic, which I'm not deterred by that. We have a little issue with our county commissioners flipping seats. By that, I mean he was in District 2. That was his first win. He won that seat twice. He then decided to run countywide. He won that seat twice, so he's been on the board 16 years. He is now coming back to District 2, along with several of the other commissioners that are on the board. They're trying to be lifelong public servants, and I don't believe in that. I think you should give other people the opportunity for public service. Also, transportation is a huge issue in the Tampa Bay area, especially Hillsborough County. Because there are 5 Republicans and only 2 Democrats, the Republicans are trying to be fiscally responsible, but they are not letting money through for transportation, like our HART system. That's our public bus transit system here in Tampa. And because of that, some of our lines have been discontinued. It costs about $10,000 for a person to maintain a vehicle. When you think about the cost of maintaining it and a car note and all the different things it takes, car insurance, everyone can't afford that, and we need our people to get to work daily. The other big, big issue is we have a looming affordable housing crisis in Tampa. It is getting more and more difficult to find an affordable apartment or home. The developers are coming in and they're starting the housing at like $200,000-$300,000. That's not affordable for our police, our firefighters, our teachers, our retail service workers. So that's just a few of the issues that we're dealing with in Hillsborough County.
So those are the issues. Do you have when you get to or in and you're elected, can you give me one thing that you would bring a solution to one of those issues?
I think probably the first thing I would work on would be transportation and trying to get some money for HART. We do have one commissioner on the board right now, or really two. We have Les Miller and we have Pat Kemp. They're on our side when it comes to transportation issues. The big thing is, if we had more votes, we could flip that board and we could get more funding for HART, and we could also get the penny tax, which I think most citizens would go for, so we could get more money. So that would be the first thing that would work on.
Now that you bring up more votes, majority of people only vote for the presidential race. This is not a presidential race. How would you get more people to come out and vote for this particular race?
Okay. You brought up a very good issue right there. This is a midterm election, 2018. I heard Ms. Pelosi say, we're about to have midterm elections, and only half the country is aware of that. So awareness is a big thing. Thank goodness for the last presidential election. There's a lot of people who are very, very upset. They want to do something. So that actually has brought a lot of attention to the 2018 races. We have a lot of women running across the country, thousands of women. That's been helping bring attention to the 2018 elections. Also, this is going to be a get-out-the-vote election, which means we're going to be asking people to opt for petition by mail, and then we're going to try to get – we'll be calling those voters to make sure they have their ballots. If they cannot get to the mailbox, we'll be I'm going to have some volunteers who will pick up ballots. So those are some of the things that we're going to try to do to get out the vote.
Yeah, we want to reach the people, and this is one of the ways that NatWick, politically speaking, is reaching the people to get out there to let them know that local elections is the most important election. So that's how we get things done in the community to move up to the state, to move up to nationally. And that's the awareness that we need to bring about. And I think your way, your solution is one of, it could be a very good solution.
I agree.
Thanks.
You hit on a very important point, Katina, because if we don't participate in the local choices, yes, the president, that does affect us, but local government affects us in our day-to-day lives. And I think that's very important that NABWIC is taking the position of politically speaking and taking a plan of action to assist the voters in getting out for the local races. They're just as important, or even more important than the presidential races. Thanks for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Something your listeners might be interested in is no one can build anything in Hillsborough County without coming before the Board of County Commissioners.
Let's talk about that position. Could you tell us
any developers
does
that want to do a project in Hillsborough County, they have to be approved by the Board of County Commissioners. This is another reason why we want to flip the board. We want to get more affordable housing projects on the in front of the board so we can get them approved.
Okay, that's all wonderful. But could you tell us what would be your assignment, or what would be your day-to-day work for that particular seat?
Now, we have a developer that has come in very strong in Hillsborough County called Domain. They've been able to get quite a few lots. The problem is that when they put up the houses, they're $300,000. So what I'd like to do is see more of those lots that the city and the county owns going to affordable housing developers. That would be a goal of mine.
Okay. So we're going to pay a bill and go to a commercial. So we want to tell our listening audience, just hold on right 1 second, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714 714-
859-359-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
And we have our guest, Ms. Angela Birdsong, running for County Commissioner District 2. Welcome back, everyone. And Ms. Angela, we want to know, when is your election so the people can know to get out and vote?
November 8th, 2018.
Yes. And how can people get involved to help your campaign?
First of all, I'm going to send that most of the people listening today are not able to vote for me. However, donations are gratefully accepted at angelabirdsong.com. And when you're running a campaign, there's a lot of expenses, so that is really, really helpful. And that's angelabirdsong.com, A-N-G-E-L-A-B-I-R-D-S-O-N-G.
Great.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to ask a I wanted to ask a quick question because before we went to the break, you did talk about affordable housing and domain homes. We've noticed that there's an increase in the population here. Victims from the Hurricane Irma have moved and settled from Puerto Rico here, and I'm sure it's greatly impacting the services we receive in Hillsborough County. Tell me, we know we live in Florida, and that there are going to be storms that are going to come and go. What do you see as a viable plan? How do we prepare Hillsborough County to be able to absorb those victims when they need to come to the Hillsborough County area due to the storm displacement?
Well, the wonderful thing about our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters is that they are citizens of the United States of America, and they also speak English. So the good news is they've been pretty easily assimilated into our Florida communities because a lot of them are teachers, and we need good teachers, so they can go right into the classroom. When the children arrive, they can speak English. They don't need any assistance with the second language, with second language skills. If they want to be voters, all they have to do is register. So if they are able to find employment, they can't afford to pay the rent. I mean, a lot of them are not necessarily low income. So the Puerto Rican population has been fairly easily assimilated into our communities. Thank goodness we have police, firefighters, all of our people that assist in natural disasters are very well prepared. And the good news is that if one area needs services, our firefighters and police, first responders are happy to go to the communities that need assistance. So far, so good. All we need to do is pay our teachers well, pay our firefighters well, pay our police well. As you know, the teachers are having a little issue with a bonus that they were promised, and unfortunately the school system wasn't able to honor that. But otherwise, I think that we're doing very well in getting our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters into our communities, and we welcome them.
Yes, we definitely want to welcome all people. Our wonderful USA, and I would like to, and thank you for answering that question as well. I would like to know, what is your favorite book to read?
My favorite book? You know, I'd have to say, number one, the Bible. And then after that, I love self-help books. I'm actually reading just a little book called Miracles by Stuart Wilde. So I like to say affirmations and stay positive because I'm in sales, so I always have to keep focused.
Okay, so that would be the reasoning for reading those affirmation books for you to stay focused, or is there any other reasoning behind those particular books?
Well, I always say affirmations every day for my personal life, for my professional life, and I am a salesperson, so I always am working with goals and quotas, so I always have to stay focused for me to be successful at what I do.
Great. And we wanted to ask if anybody had questions. Kara, do you have
this
any
is
other
Kara.
Questions?
Thank you, Katina. Lastly, I wanted to ask, Angela, your last name, Birdsong, that last name sounds familiar. I believe there was someone in the entertainment world with that last name. Are you related, and who is that person?
Okay, I'm related by marriage to Cindy Birdsong, who was one of the Supremes.
Oh,
I
really?
Was a singer. Yes, and I met her cousin Edwin Birdsong in the recording studio in New York City. And that is how I became a Birdsong. And my son's godfather is Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Impressive.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm part of the Motown family.
That's great. Thank you.
So
you know, one of the things I just want to mention.
Go ahead.
One other thing I did want to mention that your listeners might have an interest in. One of the pastors here in Hillsborough County, Reverend Neely, has a passion of getting young adults into the trades, into the mentorship and apprenticeship programs that some of the unions offer. And he's willing to get the churches to provide transportation because once you can get them into the program, they get $10 an hour. And then after they can afford their own transportation and they're working, they'll get $26 an hour. But we have quite a few unions that do have apprenticeship programs, including welding and electrical, that are looking for able-bodied people. So that would be one of the initiatives I want to work on.
Oh, yeah, that would be definitely a good initiative because everybody doesn't go to college. So, you know, after
yes.
they finish high school to get their education, they want to transition into the working field. So that would be a very good initiative to take to, you know, to have these young people go to the next level in doing their career of choice. So that would be something that I would definitely be on the way of helping you get that initiative going as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's always important that we have young people who are certified and properly trained when they're ready to come to work in construction. That makes
yes.
my job a whole lot easier when I know I got people who know what they're doing and not just saying they know what they're doing. That's important
mm-hmm.
for me.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah, that would be a great initiative. Oh, any other questions? And I wanted to let Ms. Angela Birdsong please reiterate how we can help. Emails, numbers.
Okay.
Please iterate.
First of all, I need petition volunteers if you happen to be in the Tampa Bay area. People that might just want to sit in front of a library and in front of a supermarket, outdoor markets. And then the other thing is donations right now, angelabirdsong.com. You can reach me by email at angelabirdsong4cc@gmail. So that's my name, forcc@gmail. And my phone number is 813-476-4837.
And we want to thank you for joining us
on NatWick Politically Speaking this morning. And this is Ms. Angela Birdsong. It's running for District 2, Hillsborough County Commissioner. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.